Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs, a weekly radio feature which highlights much-needed information about customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. This week, we'll be getting insight on the importation of charitable items. As we discussed in a previous program, there has been a change in how individuals and organizations apply for tax relief when they import items for charity. Here to help us understand the process of importing charitable items is Customer Service Manager, Jamaica Customs in Kingston, Mrs. Natalie Cameron. Good to have you again, Mrs. Cameron.
Thanks for having me again, Daniel.
Now, individuals and organizations are now required to be certified as charitable organizations in order to get a tax relief on their imports. Where do they need to apply and what is the process?
Daniel, a lot of persons are of the view that they need to apply to customs for a tax relief on goods being imported for charity. Let me say definitively, this is not so. Applications from charitable organizations for tax relief must be made to the Department of Cooperative and Friendly Societies. They are located at 2 Musgrave Avenue, Kingston 20. Persons must complete an application for the status of charitable organization and submit it to the Department of Cooperative and Friendly Societies. Upon approval for registration, a certificate that is valid for 2 years will be issued to the charitable organization by the authority. The management of these approved charitable organizations must bear in mind that the authority has the power to revoke or suspend the license of any charitable organization that is not in compliance with the provisions of the Charities Act.
But what are the requirements for registration for individuals or companies who want to be considered as charitable organizations?
Along with their application for the status, they need to complete what is called a fit form and proper questionnaire. They will also need to submit their statement of income and expenditure, their tax registration number, and their general consumption tax number as well. We also urge persons to seek to register a business name with the Companies Office of Jamaica.
Okay, now after all that is done and the individual or company is approved, what other important information should the sender of the charitable items be able to provide?
The donor should be able to provide the name of the persons or entity that will be benefiting from the items. They would also need to ensure that the beneficiary is registered under the Charities Act. If shipments to multiple beneficiaries are being imported, each beneficiary must be registered and their name be placed also on the shipping documents.
Okay, now Mrs. Cameron, what about if the beneficiary is a church or a school?
You know, Daniel, schools are beneficiaries of educational materials under the second schedule of the Customs Act. However, their entitlements are limited. If they want to be able to enjoy benefits outside of the scope of the Customs Act, they should seek to be registered under the Charities Act. Churches also benefit under the second schedule for articles of worship. However, their entitlements are limited as well. If they want to benefit from donations outside of articles of worship, they would also need to register under the Charities Act.
Okay. Finally, Mrs. Cameron, what is the process of clearing these charitable items at the ports?
Approved charitable organizations must take their certificates and all supporting documents pertaining to the shipment to the respective collector of customs. Whether in Kingston at Newport East, Montego Bay at the Revenue Center, or St. Anne at Main Street, St. Anne's Bay. The documents will be verified and a locator number placed on it. The documents would then be sent to the respective customs director or manager at the port. The charitable organization will then go through the relevant clearance process.
Please remember that charitable organizations are entitled to relief of customs duties, GCT, and special consumption tax. However, they will be required to pay environmental levy and customs administration fees, which are chargeable by Jamaica Customs. We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Mrs. Natalie Cameron, who told us all about the importation of charitable items. Join us next week, where we will learn more about the operations of Jamaica Customs. Until then, I invite you to visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can now access live help by clicking on the live help link, or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm, or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.